is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling...
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hey, Soul family, wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for joining me today. We are, again, into some very big energies, and I'll say this again and again and again each show, and it just keeps building, but really where we are, we are connecting to different platforms of consciousness and understanding about where our purpose and path lies. And through that, we are actually being asked some very big personal questions. And, you know, if you would like to go ahead and call into the show, you can do that at, excuse me, my screen just went away. It is... oh, forgive me, it is, you got to love live shows, and I'm actually in at an event with some friends, and so I'm actually doing this from my car, so it is at area code 646-595-4274, and I usually have my other information in front of me to help with that. But anyway, you just it kind of is what it is, so bear with me. If you'd like to call in, ask any questions, you can do that. But today's show topic, and when I was given that, you know, I'm so used to now receiving the channeled information just even minutes prior to the show that I've learned to just go with the flow and feel pretty comfortable with it. And this information arrived, I think about 3 days ago. It began forming. And as it formed, it actually kind of scared me because I'm so used to that, like, last moment that when it changed gears, it caught my attention. And the purpose for that was to really begin to understand how our personal paths, information, connections, everything we know in our perception, our perspectives, our personal knowing, to really come in a little closer to that and step in more to our authentic self. And in doing that, you know, in the previous shows, you know, I've talked about living an unveiled life and even the amplification of energetic resonance. And through this information, it's giving us the opportunity to clarify the elements of our lives that are not only priority for us, how we feel about them, but also to open up doorways, pathways that we connect deeper into other things, other places, other parts of ourselves that maybe we weren't aware of. So remember that, you know, a breakdown is a breakthrough. A closure can actually be protection. Prevention can also be protection. So if you want to get a job and you can't seem to get that job, it might just be redirecting you where you need to go. So the courage to let go is really about release. And I was shown release in a couple of different ways. You know, it was like a play on words. Are you going to release? Release? So through ease and grace, release, let go. Are you going to release something, release, you know, sign a new contract, carry it forward, hold on to the baggage that maybe you're being asked if you really should let go. And so in looking at that from a closer perspective, you know, closer look, you can find, anyone can find something that they should let go of, whether it is a bad habit, you know, a diet change, exercise, a relationship, a job that no longer serves, something in your world, you know, whether it's even clutter in your home, there's certain things you need to let go of and you just haven't decided to do that yet. So this topic of the courage to let go is really asking us to dive a little bit deeper into that and step into it with more and grace in order to get the release we need, release that we need. So in doing that, seeing the energies that we have around us, you know, we're coming into a full moon. I call that fulfilling. When you have completed something or come into the knowing of something and letting go of what no longer needs. If you allow yourself to realize that there is something that you're letting go so that you can ask something else to come in. If you create that void, whether you are choosing to do it yourself, in from you, if the universe, God source, however you see it, is doing it for you, it's simply showing you that there is something else that's meant to come in, whether by choice or by force, the ease of it. I'm seeing here a couple of callers, so I'm going to go to them. It looks like all ones, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
So this is Melissa from Colorado.
Hi, Melissa from Colorado. How are you today?
Oh, I've been listening to you before. Big fan of News for the Soul. Very good.
That's great. Good. Well, what's your question? How can I help you?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I've listened to you before, and wonderful advice. When, you know, I always take that very seriously because, you know, we want to be a good person. My question is, I used to work in a job many months ago, and I don't know if like the management personnel or the directors is there going to be like a change? I think there's supposed to be like a change, like new hires coming up the next year or two, or it's already in transition. I don't know if you're able to see it, but I'll give you some letters of the directors, one with the letter C, one with the letter L, another M, another M, and a D. I'm thinking about that. That was a really important job to me, and just wanted to know about that because I'm going to reapply there in the next year or two. Can you see about that, please? Are you able to tell me?
Okay, so you want to know, I'm just trying to clarify your question because you have a lot of questions all in one there. It's a loaded question per se. So can you just break it down, clarify it for me? What would be how would you summarize it?
Where I worked many months ago back in April, I'm not there no more. The question is,
No, Melissa, just leave it as a question. And there's a reason I'm asking you to do it this way.
The directors that are working for that place, would it be replacement for them?
Yes.
In the next year?
Yes, and I'm seeing it starts within 6 months. Yes.
And just a little, would it be light workers? I've been asking creators, the light workers coming in for that job.
You want to know if light workers will be stepping into the picture. They already are.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm sorry
to
scream.
That's okay.
That is good,
that's
yes.
All right. It's okay. Good. Well, I'm glad you like that. So there is a lot of stuff, and this goes hand in hand, and the reason I ask you to really clarify is you can see how we get so wrapped up in a story, we forget to summarize what it means for us. So for you personally, in your heart of hearts, you would like to see the change. You would like to see something open up in that space. And you would like to even maybe, you like you said, reapply there. When you
yes.
connect to something, and I do see the application process moving forward, whether it comes to term or not, I don't see that at this point, but I do see like an application from you stepping into that source network. So what's interesting about that is there are changes being made, and I think all around us, you know, and it brings me up to a larger part of the topic that I'll connect on in a bit. But for you personally, yes, there is change in the direction that you're looking at. And yes, it is very positive change. But the allowance of that change without attachment to the outcome is a key role that not only you are playing in this aspect, but all of us are in the stories that are playing out around us. Does that make sense?
Yes. I get it.
Okay. Okay, so just trust that. And I wish you all the success and connections that fill your heart's desires.
We're right on. This is good. God, it's great. Thank you for being a light worker. Nice talk. Thank you, ma'am.
You too, Melissa. Take care. Much love.
Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome. Keep in touch. Okay. I'm going to take the next caller here. All ones again. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi. Yes, I'm calling from New Jersey. Can you come back to me? I'm just listening right now.
Oh, absolutely. No worries. Okay.
Okay,
we'll come back to you. Okay. All right. So continuing on to what I wanted to talk about that Melissa brought up for each of us in our own stories. We are being asked to focus on our own authentic space without attachment to the outcome. And that means letting stuff play out without feeling good or bad about something that is happening beyond your circumstance or connection. It may be in your peripheral, it may be in your social, it might be in your family networks. Whatever that is for you, we're being asked to hold our own space. And a big reason for this, and from the space of energy, which I feel very fortunate to have the gift of, is watching the flow of energy and how it ebbs and flows through our personal lives, through our surroundings, through everything around us collectively. And in doing that, the more we engage, it's like a saying, stay in your own lane. It doesn't mean that you can't step into somebody else for help or, you know, something like that. Step into someone else's lane. Let me be more specific. But to come back into your own space, your own awareness, and be okay and trust that it is completely okay for whatever happens that's beyond your control. And the more we do that, the more we are going to find the space, the ease of movement throughout whatever it is that we're working on or whatever it is we'd like to do or experience. But also, too, you become stronger in that knowing, which actually assists others. You know, this is the part I feel like we have to be a little bit more aware of, because it's important to be aware of it in the sense that with you anchoring into your own, you hold the space for someone else to anchor into their own, and that's what creates the grid. That's what creates this beautiful grid pattern that supports each of us collectively. And knowing that that is what you're doing, actually, as you go through it and you see when you finally anchored into your own information without trying to either, you know, force something in or push something out, you just are, you recognize that you actually have more power than you ever, you're in truly empowered, more power than you ever thought you'd ever have. And so this goes with any storyline that you can imagine, any storyline. And, you know, whether that is, you know, the most recent years of COVID and, you know, vaccinations to aliens and Roswell, it doesn't matter. If you are in your own space of understanding, attachment to an outcome, And that doesn't mean that you can't make choices according to how you have your perspective. It just means that you are owning your space, clarifying within, and then allowing other energies to circulate what they need to so they can either flush or flourish. Flush or flourish. And what I find so interesting is that when I talk to people, especially with very passionate views to one degree or another, it still produces the same energy when you're not centered through it. And that might be a trigger for some, but it's conflict energy. It is conflict. It is chaos. The beautiful thing about that energy is that is transformative. There's a reason. There's a purpose for it. But to understand how it's being utilized and not to be a fight or flight, but in fact a knowing, a discernment, and a choice made through that knowing and discernment that creates a more empowered state of being, inner standing. You are now inner standing. And learning to own that inner standing without attachment to the outcome, and I can't say this enough, without attachment to the outcome is really giving you the opportunity to even grow more than you thought. So, for instance, if you have, and I see another caller's on here, and I'll get to you in just a moment, see that you may have one passionate viewpoint. There are many playing out simultaneously, and this comes into timelines. And for those of you that might be new to this type of pattern of talking, timelines, there are an infinite number of realities playing out simultaneously. Infinite number of realities playing out simultaneously. You'll hear me say, you are a universe in and of yourself. You are a universe in and of yourself. So if you are a universe in and of yourself, and you have how many other bazillions of people on the planet and all of the other individuals in any kind of form all around you, think about how that's playing out. There are so many different realities playing out simultaneously, not in timelines, but also in a multidimensional universe, 3D, and that's what we're really coming into the understanding, the inner standing of. And so as you play out and you no longer are forcing and, you know, having that conflict energy, you will see that it's like having a hand on both sides of the knot, and it just naturally unwinds, unbinds is would be a better term. So let me go to caller 845. 845, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from New York.
Hi, Maria.
How
have
are
you? Have you made it to Italy yet?
Not yet. What do you think? I'm going to go soon. I want to go.
Believe it or not, it really does feel like you're going to be going soon. It sounds like you've got a little bit of work to do to put some...
before I go.
Well, yeah, but you've got to... And I'm looking for the right word here. There's some actions that you have to take in order to be able to go. So if there's a checklist that you have, it looks like that's what's lighting up for you right now. So if you've got a few things you need to tend to before you boogie, I think I would.
I got a question for you, Sweetheart. You
sure.
Think I needed to get a lawyer for my insurance, the lawyer Simone or Daniel?
Okay, don't give me any names, but you. Let me just rephrase this so I have the right question. You want to know if you need to get a lawyer or you already have a lawyer?
No, I talk to just one lawyer. If somebody else, take care of it. the business is good, this man to take care of everything, all I need is to get a lawyer. I got it.
Ah. Does feel like you're going to be getting a lawyer.
I need a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say more than anything to really understand what is transpiring. It feels like you need someone that's going to help you understand the information that's going on around you.
But wait a minute, you got it. I need one next printer too. I need a lawyer about insurance. I need a lawyer about the panel for the roof, the panel for the cellar, panel solar, come again, what they call it.
I feel connection to the village, or to the family. It's like the, it wasn't the first part of the question, it's the second part of the question. Yeah.
Okay. So, that's what I see. So you see still,
if one
go in Italy, already the end of the month, you know, and the middle of the month, the October, you think you're going to go then?
No. It does feel like the middle of the month, but not the middle of October.
When is the November? In the middle of the November?
And hang on, I'm just feeling the energy here. It feels more like the end, actually, like the end of October into November. It doesn't feel like the middle of October. If I pushed it, it feels more like, have you got your tickets?
No, so not to get this, the business, you know. The ticket, you get it tonight, tomorrow you go, and doesn't matter. I pack everything, you know.
Okay.
Over there, the people, they're going to be good. I want to stay a long time over there. I want to stay a couple of months.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep us posted on what happens.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you.
You are so welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of you. Yes. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care, Sfira. Bye-bye. Thank
you. You too. Bye-bye, Maria. Okay. So, you know, it's very interesting, you know, with Melissa's call, Maria's call, looking at, you know, differences in your own life, your own personal reality, and the courage to let go is the courage to release any attachment to an outcome, to come back to neutral, being neutral. That neutrality is key in not only examining the details of what you have going on in your life that may feel uncomfortable, also even the details that you recognize that you are so happy about equally. I mean, you could be on the flip side of that where everything is just going so fast in such a wonderful direction and you're just trying to take it all in and examining the details of that, but also examining without a feeling of the box being dropped out from under you, like a rug being pulled out. This isn't that. This is where we're really coming into the support, the foundation that you've done the work to get there. That rug is not going to be pulled out. That fear. So this connects to fear. If you have any fear and you hold on to that conflict energy, you're amplifying the fear energy. You know, whether you're concerned about the New World Order coming into play, or, you know, somebody taking advantage of you in business, or maybe even not getting a job, or that relationship either leaving or not coming into your world at all on any level. Whatever that is, it is a fear energy. Fear cannot survive in this new earth, in a different form of the new world. And that's really what we're learning to amplify and work with. We're learning to connect greater into that personal inner knowing, that understanding, and connecting more into the faith and trust of it through our own discernment, because our discernment has been getting a lot of practice. Things have been coming into your world to look at, to to see if you are comfortable or uncomfortable. Relationships may be peeking in and then popping out. And so you're learning your own personal discernment and knowing how you feel about something in that moment, that quick connection, that gut instinct, and then connecting more into that ease and grace, which gives you the courage to let go and just to know that everything is going to work out just right. You know, going back to, and I've spoken about this before, I had a hypnosis session with a woman named Alba Weinman back in 2019, and I'd gone to her for migraines, but man, did I connect to a whole lot more. And one of the gifts that I feel I received through that session was, not only did my migraines go away, I haven't had a head event like that since. I will say I do get head events, but not a migraine. They're not migraines at all. I received an understanding and a knowing of what we're moving into. And some of you have heard, nothing can stop what is coming. Well, we're there. Nothing can stop what has happened. And some of you, if you're triggered by that and you think, okay, and you're back in, you know, the world closing down and, you know, these things happening that are so difficult to move through. There is a perspective where those are non-existent. It's done. That is actually one reality playing out that, in fact, you know, you can see it as the Book of Revelations. You can see it as Armageddon. You can see this demise. But when you come into a placement of just knowing who you are, what you are, you remove the energy that feeds that fear. You remove the energy that feeds that fear. You know, for those of you that might be listening that work with horses, you know, they're unpredictable at times, just like people. They're unpredictable. If you work with animals and your dog training, whatever, we don't necessarily speak the same language, but we engage in the same way energetically. It's an ebb and a flow. It's body language. We all communicate with each other, whether that we are cognizant of it or not, in any form. And when you bring on a horse that has no translation for the information you're getting or you're giving, it is difficult to make that connection. But once you establish it, it's there forever. A mind once changed by an idea can never return to its original shape. You are coming into the place of knowing when you establish that connection. And again, this just isn't for animal training, you know, horse training. This is with people too, each other. When you shift your perspective and look at something from a different angle, you can no longer not see that angle. You know, that funny term we'll all say, you know, sometimes when you're like, I can't unsee that or I can't unknow that. Well, in a different way, no, you can't. There's no going back. So what we've done is we've opened ourselves up in whatever capacity you are using the perspective to hear these words. You are opening up to your natural, authentic nature. And if you are living in fear, you will create the fear. If you're living in love, that is the frequency that you will emanate and receive the experiences from. So the focus, if you want to remove an obstacle, is to not only mentally, emotionally, but physically engage in the choices that support the outcome that you want to see, not what you don't want to see. Remember, you attract what you fear, to the knowing that you are already in alignment with the wonderful experience that you want to be in. It's already happened on one of these timelines in this multidimensional universe. It has already happened. So step into that timeline and experience it. That's up to you. That is your choice. Okay, 914, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, thank God. How are you?
Good. What's your question today?
I have an event that I do yearly, and I was wondering if this year, if the right time to have it in that it'll be successful is April. I was thinking of having it this year. If you pick up anything around that or anything at all, I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay, so my question to you is, yes, so I do feel spring. And one of the questions is, are you looking for physically being in with people, or are you looking for connection from people, whether it's from an outside source or, you know, like online or something like that? Is this a physical, in the physical?
Yes. I have a place that I did it last year, well, this June. The proper, should I give you the manager's name?
No name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where I had it in June in the city is where I'd like to have it again, but in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It does feel like that would work. I do feel like there is another idea that you may not be seeing quite yet that might come into play, and you might choose that one. So it seems like you have another choice available. You may just not be aware of it yet.
Yes, I'm not. You're right on that.
Okay.
Wow.
So just keep that in mind. But, yes, if you were to do the one in April at the location that you're looking into, that would work, but there is another option. So I feel like you need to know that.
No, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Oh, thank you.
you're so welcome. I wish you the greatest success.
Thank you, and you. Thank you. This information is so valuable. The word I want to use is juicy. I was just like really, really appreciating and really. Everything you were saying really resonated with the Book of Revelations, too. Like, it does feel that way. It's so amazing. I believe things will change, but for the best, ultimately, for everybody, I think.
Ultimately, yes. And it's just through the degree and the placement in the story that you choose to experience.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling, Catherine. I wish you love and all the success, and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you so much. Love. I love you. Many blessings and all the success to you. Yes, thank you.
Gratitude. Thank you, Catherine. Okay. All right. So connecting back into each of our own worlds. So look at something in your world that you are working on, you know, whether it's Catherine working on a gathering, Maria in Italy, Melissa, your job, looking at the different directors, looking at specifically light work. Do you know what an awesome world we live in when we are finally freely using words like light worker? I mean, it's a concept that was so foreign to so many of us for so many years. And what I find so beautiful is that, you know, stations like News for the Soul is giving us an opportunity to connect. Your vibe is your tribe. And we're really learning that we can open ourselves up and naturally connect into the frequency that we are emanating and have it played back to us through our experiences. And it is such a gift to see that. You know, I wake up in the morning and I say, what gifts is the universe going to show or bring to me today? Show me how good it can get. And I'm open to it without an attachment to the outcome. I don't look at the other side of it and say, you know, well, that didn't happen. Shucky darn. There is something that played out in the universe that day that I may not know that day, but I know it was a gift. 9 times out of 10, I actually do see something that is the gift. And going forward, I know that that gift comes back into play. I may not see it, but it will come back to me in some way. And remember, too, this is also just a tidbit. If you lose something, it will come back to you. It might be in a different form. but it will come back to you. If you lost 10 on the ground, you might find 100 later. It'll come to you. If you give 10 away, it will come back to you tenfold. If you have something stolen from you, it will return. You are not a part of a lack energy. You are a universe in and of yourself. You can create anything at any time. Yes, it is good to be aware of situations and circumstances and maybe even storylines. But is that the be-all, end-all? No, it is not. It is only the beginning. It is a transformational energy that you find through fear that gives you the courage to let go and be who you are in this world, in this time, exactly as you chose to create. You are not a victim. You are a creator. And we're learning to engage with that energy more. So I'm so excited. I get so pumped talking about that kind of energy because that's really what we're here for. We are here for that. We are expanding consciousness. And you can be your own empowered individual in whatever complex state of awareness you choose to be in. It's your choice. So I hope this information has helped each and every one of you. I'm going to do a little light language to support the energies at this time. If you have something you would like to have added, I'm going to do it a little different this time. Go ahead and set that intention now. You know, and it doesn't matter what it is. Just put it out there. Go ahead and just take a moment and just add your intention to the light language and know that as it's coming through, it's been received and being given to you in the form that you need. Have the faith, the trust, and the knowing as you discern what it is that you want to experience, what you want to bring in. Go ahead and add that intention. And just for those of you that might be new to the show, listening for the first time, light language is spoken, written, signed, or sung. It is a channeled packet of energy that as it is distributed, and for the purposes of the show, you'll only hear me. You will not see me, but oftentimes if you are watching me, and like these people walking by my car now, my hand will be moving. And it is in a form of I just like to say light. It's in the form of light. You're receiving exactly what you need. And as with energy, it can be neither created nor destroyed. It's just distributed. So it is coming your way. Know that you're receiving exactly what you need. And enjoy the light language. Dara tak namasa tarahia wa show tu anatat family tikisata. E na kukana tikise e makwana ti isha te kehina. E oana kama sa ina krahito e. Se tu karata tahima se o shayina te wahisa e. Yayana kumate. So atakara tikiro ka tishata haweni ia. E maniki so ara takasahe. E wahuna kamate kina sa te eisho tō ora te knia so krahito a. E anama kusa te a. Sama te knia so ora ki sa kehi sha kwani te iuma sa tō a. So a so a hina te he so kate kina sa te eisho kate ki mate. Rakatisi I so ora te kina. Yayana kati o mayana ka se te kine wa e atoku. Se te kane te imo so ana te kaste hera te kino era te sisa sasare. Ia. E mawa se, e mawa se, e mawa se. Sio tokuno te he mana ke sarahi a roto kosa te asha kina. Mana te kese te he tokra hisha ta ke iwana kita. A mi ana te kosa te he shokare te kito karahito ka. Uhuma kuna keso asha kate ki chukato kuhusaka e una karahema se ena kesa e wahu. Sho ana matikina e doha krahino kare iasa hina kahe iasuko. Amana kase he shoka weniti iasa. De uma nukusa utaka ea. Okay. A little bit of a translation with that is there was a lot of heart amplification a lot of heart energy amplification. There is also some shifts in the throat, how you speak, how you feel your own truth in the world. And remember, we're coming into a place of truth and knowing, not thinking to be, but knowing who you are. And much other information, of which I would have to totally run another show for, but we're coming up to the top of the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and begin to wind it down. Thank each of you all for your calls, and thank you for calling in and having the courage to do that, because you actually assist others. When they hear your energy and information, they're able to look at and establish on their own how they feel about the world around them. So thank you for that. We're all in the soup together, and when we recognize that each of us are our own unique ingredient, it just makes it that much better. So well done, and thank you. As always, you connect through my website at brendadavismatz.com. I highly suggest that you get into that Members Gateway and sign up, and that way you really get the events and information that I have going out on a regular basis. Two, you can also connect through the social media on those platforms if that's a way you prefer to do. And it's also a great way to keep up with each other, you know, see each other. And, you know, if information's put out there, we're, you know, again, in a collective understanding of how we are uniquely understanding our own paths and purpose. So that's that. For those of you that have attended Dr. Jim's events, thank you so much. The soul healing sessions have been so much fun. And we have our October dates of October 12th and the 26th. So if you are in Driggs, Idaho and would like to attend that, you can call 208-709-9667 to reserve your spot and attend that. And for more information on that, you can also connect to my social media, Facebook page, Instagram, and even my website at brendadavismatz.com. You can either go to the events page or, again, the social media part. So if you would like to connect with me privately, a nice little coupon code to use is NFTS for the $50 off a 30-minute session, which goes from $125 to $75. And if you'd like to do just a one-question session, use the coupon code QUESTION at checkout. That will give you $5 off, $25 price. So, again, I'm so grateful to connect with each and every one of you. And even though we may not be in person, energy speaks for itself. We are all energy. And if you want to connect more to the show down the road, the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, so you can connect then. The dates will be on my homepage, and also, too, I've included them on the events page on my website. So I look forward to connecting to you all again. Thank you so much. It is an honor to be with you as we journey through this beautiful connected living. Much love, and bye for now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.